This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
North Korea taking a step that may lead to a nuclear weapon. The North testing a rocket engine that U.S. officials say could lead to the development of a ballistic missile. Let's bring in General Jack Keane, retired four-star general, former Army Vice Chief of Staff, chairman at the Institute for the Study of War, and a Fox News military analyst. General, always good to see you. So let's start first with this big news, North Korea launching this new rocket engine. And you have to remind everybody, this coming just after President Trump says China tried on North Korea, but doesn't look like it'll work out. Where does this go?
Yeah, that's a tough question to answer here. But here's what I think is happening. Certainly, North Korea is rapidly and steadily marching towards weaponizing ballistic missiles and also developing an intercontinental ballistic missile, which is what this rocket test was all about today. Nothing has thwarted them from that objective. Not China, not any rhetoric coming out of the United States, not a carrier strike group, etc. They are on the march towards that capability. I think where the Trump team is now is recognizing that China is not going to deliver. And they had a skepticism about that right from the beginning, certainly, as anybody would, knowing the circumstances with China and North Korea. But I think what we'll see is the Trump team coming to the point where they're going to put maximum pressure on North Korea. And by that I mean any ally of ours who is doing business with North Korea, this administration is going to try to get them to shut that down. And I think we're going to see them go after China, because most of the trade between North Korea and China and the money exchange is with China. And that means going after the banks in China that are supporting North Korea. That would be a first for the United States to ever have sanctioned China, but I think that's the path we're on.
Wow. And you think that that is the strategy that the president would want to employ?
Yes, I think, I can't speak for him, but I think when you just think through this in terms of what are the options that are left, that's what's left. And I believe this team, the team that surrounds the president, is very determined to bring this to a favorable ending. And so they're gonna go after this thing with as much as they possibly can.
Point, you know, a favorable ending, and the president has little choice here. I mean, we're in a bit of a reactive position. We have been waiting and seeing, but I think with a lot more focus in terms of what's going on, as opposed to previously, it was more waiting and more seeing, as opposed to having any kind of alternate plan here. But there is, with each additional day and each additional test that North Korea does, and of course, you know, after the Otto Warmbier situation and murder, you know, somehow in their twisted logic, you know, North Korea is the victim in all this. That this is something that the South Koreans have drummed up, and you know, but you know, the thing is, it amazes me, Scott, still, and I keep saying, where is the international community on the outrage? It's all muffled towards North Korea, so it's no wonder that they put this narrative out there. Nobody says anything, so hey, there's no pushback. So you know, they're believing their own propaganda, and of course, you know, the citizens of North Korea, of the Hermit Kingdom, you know, what do they know? What are they believing? Even though there's I guess recently yesterday there was released you know, some treatment of you know, prisoners there in North Korea, and of course we've had anecdotal information about treatment as well. So you know, this is their lack of humanitarian dignity and application here, but not to mention the fact that here they are warring up and targeting America and targeting our allies. So no doubt the president is getting serious, but true to cause, he's not forecasting But you got to know that a lot is happening in the background right now. And so it will be coming soon. You can count on that. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. I'm going to talk healthcare right now with an expert who comes to us, Dr. Matthew Hahn. He has written the book, Distracted, How Regulations Are Destroying the Practice of Medicine and Preventing True Healthcare Reform. Dr. Hahn, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks very much, Bill.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on to talk about this. A little bit more background so you understand where Dr. Hahn is coming from here. He's a practicing family physician in Hancock, Maryland, was voted Maryland Family Doctor of the Year, founder of a small IT company that produced the electronic health record software he uses in his practice. And Dr. Hahn, appreciate you coming on, because much discussion, a lot of myth and opinion flying around there regarding healthcare. But I think we have to get down to the basis of what are we trying to do with our healthcare program here nationally?
Yeah, we really need to focus on the issues and how do we solve those issues. So there's an awful lot of rhetoric. And that rhetoric, I feel, really misses, in large part, the most important point about what's going on. We have three basic issues in American healthcare that have been a problem now for decades, and that's lack of access to care, that's the high cost of care, and the poor quality of care. Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about fixing American healthcare, we have to address all three of those issues at once. Mm-hmm. And the focus of my book is looking at how there is such an administrative and bureaucratic burden in American healthcare that it actually keeps patients from getting the care they need and keeps me from providing that care. And I go through a lot of instances to look at those details and detailed both the problems in detail and then possible solutions. But you really need to focus on the specific details rather than just the rhetoric.
Yeah, I would agree. Those are all key. I also have been discussing quite at length the fundamental proposition is that is healthcare a right or is it a privilege? Because if it's a right, then it's a fait accompli. Then we got to figure out how to deliver world-class healthcare based on a right versus based on a privilege.
Well, I'll take a slightly different focus, and I think that having good health care for everyone that is affordable is one of the things that will make us more successful as a nation, both in terms of addressing the costs associated with health care, but also to make our businesses more competitive. So, you know, whether or not it's a right, I'm not sure that actually, you know, hits the most important points. I would like to think that if we really put our minds to it, that everybody in this country could have affordable, high-quality health care.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm with you. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think that there should be enough, ingenuity, the creativity that we have available to us. But, you know, this has been part of the distraction that we've had is trying to reconcile, you know, how do we approach this? So maybe your approach is probably more appropriate, is that we look at how do we achieve the goals, and if we achieve the goals, then it'll take care of the right or privilege proposition.
I think that's the better way to look at it. I think that what we have had is a shortage of ideas. We have had a political discourse that not very helpful. And I really think that if we think about this objectively, and that's, you know, that's the focus of the book. If we focus on things objectively, we can actually figure out how to lower the costs of care in this country. We can figure out how to improve the quality, and those two things together would contribute to lowering the cost of care. And if we lower the cost of care enough, we can offer it to everyone.
Well, and we see this happening in spots. I mean, AtlasMD provides a direct payer model that they're able to offer, you know, access to a doctor as many times as you want for, you know, just using a round figure as a sample, about $50 a month. $600 a year, they're able to see their doctor as often as they need be. They've renegotiated prescription prices, to your point, there are things that can be done. The prescription rates are about 10 cents on the dollar. You know, upside, very good. We're not talking catastrophic level health care here. We're talking about, you know, maintenance health care, your general health care, which covers probably about 85, 90% of Americans, doesn't it?
That's certainly one way to look at it. And there is an innovative solution. You know, one of the problems is, lots of primary care doctors today are talking about this direct care model where, we do away with the middleman, all the insurances, and people pay a physician's office directly. The problem is if we don't address things in the entire nation, we can run into problems. So if my patients need to carry health insurance, and on top of that, need to pay me directly, that can be a real impediment for a lot of them. I live in an area where a lot of people are low income and older. And so I love that model, but it might not work where I am.
Well, I'm looking at it from a standpoint. Again, this is away from your book, and I do want to focus more on your book, and we've got a little bit more time to do that, because what you address is key. I'm looking at in terms of when you consider the universe of people that are requiring health care, if a certain amount of relief, can be offered by people using a direct pay model, as you know, if we got insurance companies involved, you're waiting 90, 120 days for your, for your payment. You've got office administrative costs of about, 35, maybe as high as 40% in administrating just the paperwork alone. So if that's reduced and we've got people involved, to a degree, not everybody, because I think that's part of the challenge we have is trying to come up with some one-size-fits-all type of program. And just as you cited, every area, every state, region, you know, different needs. But can we solve some of these problems by, looking outside the box and allowing some sort of customization here?
I absolutely agree with that general notion that if we look outside the box, and if we discuss ideas like the direct primary care or the direct care model and other things, and if we really look at this from an apolitical sense and how can we fix the issues, it's out there. And,
yes.
And that's one of the big problems is the national conversation really doesn't do that. It looks at some of these broader issues. We have sort of the yes-no. I want the Trump plan or I want Obamacare, and we get stuck. there, and we really need to get to the details and be creative. And I'm absolutely positive we could solve the issues.
And I agree with you. I've been saying all along here, Dr. Hahn, that there's a time for politics and there's not a time for politics. When it comes to healthcare, it's the wrong tool for the wrong job, as my dad would often tell me. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation with Dr. Matthew Hahn continues, author of the book Distracted, How Regulations Are Destroying the Practice of Medicine.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, it's just that simple. We'd love to hear your opinion, as we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. But, you know, this is all part of the process as we get through, especially when we talk about healthcare. Lots of opinions out there, but we appreciate experts like Dr. Matthew Hahn, who joins us. His book, Distracted, How Regulations Are Destroying the Practice of Medicine and Preventing True Healthcare Reform. And I would say to that end, Dr. Hahn, it's about the delivery of world-class healthcare. I mean, we've got the doctors, we've got the, the intelligence, but it seems like we've got too many fingers outside involved in getting in between, the decision, healthcare decision-making process. As I said, I don't want Harry Reid in the middle of my healthcare decisions, but that seems to be more the case today than not.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I think one of the really key points I make in the book is that it's not healthcare per se that's broken. Mm-hmm. The types of treatments I can offer my patients, on a day-to-day basis are absolutely revolutionary. The problem is the administration of healthcare. So the sea of rules and regulations and the bureaucratic approaches that get in my way of providing, what could amount to revolutionary care.
Well, it forced you, some of the regulations forced you to find, to be the founder of a small IT company that produced the electronic health record software that you use in your practice and that you make available to other doctors as well. And, you know, as we understand, of course, because of Obamacare, that really went heavy. I mean, we're talking electronic, health record keeping on steroids. I mean, to the point that, I've heard doctors say as much as 40% of their time now is spent on, paperwork and administration process. I mean, this is the stuff that used to drive me crazy working for a sizable corporate entity. They got paper intensive. I say, you guys are doing everything you can to impede the selling and marketing process. You want all this backup paperwork. And you got everybody, I guess, basically covering their back ends here. But I'm not able to sell and do the job that you hired me to do, because I've got to administrate all this stuff. And here it is. I mean, a doctor's heart is to meet with the people, talk to them, deliver healthcare, world-class healthcare. And now you're bogged down with, this administrative anchor. I'm not saying it's all bad, but at this point, it would seem that the fulcrum has gone more towards administration than it has delivery of healthcare.
Well, you're right. What you really have to do, though, is focus on the details and the computerization of medicine. It's a really fascinating picture of what happens when you don't regulate enough and then when you regulate too much. So
yes.
In the early days of computerization of medicine, so the early 2000s, everybody assumed that this was going to be a very simple thing to do, but the first electronic systems that came online, what we call EMRs or EHRs, electronic health records, were really cumbersome to use. They were much more expensive than anyone thought they should be, so doctors were very hesitant to adopt them. Mm-hmm. The Bush administration actually stayed very, very hands-off, and so what happened, unfortunately, is that hundreds, if not thousands, of systems developed. There were no real standards for development. They did not communicate with one another. You get to about the year 2010, and the government recognizes that we have a mess on our hands, and then they overregulate. So they jump in and they say that there was a program called the Meaningful Use Program. It's in many ways still in existence today, and it offered $44,000 to doctors over five years to adopt these electronic health records. Unfortunately, the software had not progressed to the point that it was usable, but a generation of physicians gets involved. There were even penalties if you didn't get involved. Oh, wow. So a generation of physicians jumps in and they purchase these systems that have essentially been instruments of torture for them. So so now we find ourselves still in a mess, but if you look at the details, you see that initially we failed to regulate, and then subsequently we overregulated. And the question is, what's the appropriate way that the government can help to foster appropriate computerization of medicine? Because computerization offers miracles. I mean, we could forward the American healthcare system by light years with a good system in the hands of all practicing physicians. But it's really focusing on those details of what happened that enables you to see the reality and then, you know, point towards a better way forward.
Well, this is the problem with crony capitalism and the government getting involved. And we started on the onset, as we can get so bogged down into the political process that we find ourselves in a bucket of gum, and it's retarding the process when all we want to do is deliver world-class health care in the most expedient way, in a way that's win-win for everybody. Somehow we got to find a way to get these regulators out of here, and maybe with a non-politician in the White House and maybe with the people's frustration, but this is where they got to speak out. And they've got to let their elected officials know that, you know, last time I checked, when I look over the Constitution, I don't see that it is the job of our legislators to legislate health care.
Well, it is to help, you know, mm-hmm. And so if things aren't happening as we would hope, what we really need is a balanced government that has a light hand, if such a thing exists, and I know it doesn't seem like it does today, but we really need them to get involved in a way that fosters better care, that fosters better computerization, because I don't know that the healthcare market is such a simple thing that if we let things go, that everything proper is going to happen, and actually the EHR market, you know, really gives us that story where, with a hands-off approach, things went awry. It's, mm-hmm. it's that when the hands got on, they tightened around our necks too much.
Right.
So there's got to be a balance, and that's what it's really about. How does the government work in a balanced fashion to foster good things, but not, you know, go so overboard with rules and regulations that you know trap us in horrible closed boxes.
Well, Dr. Hahn, if it was you, we'll make you king for a day. Is there a healthcare reform plan that both Democrats, Republicans, the people at large would celebrate?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's to start in a different vein. I think that what we're talking about today, which is really on sort of a global level, we're talking about how to pay for healthcare. We're talking about how to organize payments for healthcare. And that has become incredibly politicized. I didn't even bother to comment on that in my book because that's gone beyond a real conversation in this country. Mm-hmm. So what I think is what I've talked about in my book. We start off by putting in place the building blocks of healthcare system success, which is relatively non-political. So what we could do is put in place a profoundly simplified system of medical billing. So we get rid of the current regulatory state that dictates how we get paid and has completely gummed things up, and we streamline how we get paid. That would free up healthcare professionals to do so much more. We also, as we talked about EHR so much, we put in the hands of every physician affordable, usable EHR systems, and that might take, you know, sort of a national movement to create that system and then put it in every doctor's hands. If we do those two things, we move American healthcare forward light years. And that would give us the starting place, what I call the building blocks of healthcare system success, from which to attack other issues. Then we would have a fighting chance to work on issues of cost in healthcare. We would have a fighting chance to work on issues of quality. And if we can solve those two issues, then we can provide a lot more people access to care. So I don't think it's that difficult if you remove the politics.
Yeah, I'm with you to that end. Congratulations on the book and whatever we can do, Dr. Hahn. I support your thinking. I think that would go a long way. I'm not looking to government to be the answer. Of course, they want to be the answer and get the credit, but at what expense? I believe at the people's expense. Dr. Matthew Hahn,
thank you. Senior care for your mom or dad, but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
You know, it's all about attitude, huh? As they say, attitude affects altitude. And if you want to fly with the Eagles, you know, we got to get our thinking right. You know, the stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar talk to us about. You got to let that stuff kind of go. A little postscript to our previous discussion with Dr. Matthew Hahn. Really appreciate him coming on. And I got to tell you, you know, what he's saying just rings so much in my own heart and spirit about how the government is miring, you know, kind of just has a murky depth of waters regarding the delivery of health care and trying to get the credit. You know, Democrats and the previous president, and we've had others before, including Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, trying to come up with some sort of national health care program. This has been the case. This isn't new. But when you look at, even if you look at Medicare, which was instituted by the government, you know, how effective is it really? You know, we've got this entitlement program that's just kind of been growing, and, you know, it's kind of run, some would say, out of control. But what are we doing really to deliver quality, world-class health care when you sit there and you've got doctors and other medical professionals saying, we can do a lot better than this, but we're looking to the wrong people. We're looking at people who's not, they're not even in the business of health care. We got politicians making these decisions. So what's wrong with this picture? Anyway, I remind you of his book, Distracted, How Regulations Are Destroying the Practice of Medicine and Preventing True Health Care Reform. Recommend that you get your hands on it, advance your education and understanding. I've been looking forward to our next conversation with our next guest, not only because he's a former Marine like yours truly, and he's had an incredible background, but like all of us who have experienced life, I would say most of us who have experienced life,
and have had that that moment of reckoning where we come to that crossroads of life to say, okay, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? What is missing? In this particular case, Chad Robichaud, former Force Recon Marine, a pro MMA champion. He's the founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation. But he came to that point. I say kind of like that blind man in the New Testament, the story, one of my favorite testimonies. And this is how simple and powerful a testimony can be. Sometimes people say, well, how do I talk? You know, how do I give my testimony? Well, your testimony is personal. And it's always at that moment where, like the blind man, what a powerful testimony. I think one of my favorite and most powerful in the New Testament. He just says simply, I was blind, now I see. And Chad, for you, you were blind, going through life and thinking, hey, it's all good. You're doing it your way. But you had to come to that moment. You didn't know you were blind, but you had to come to that moment to realize that you were blind, right?
That's right. You know, it's, my life was, really just focused and driven, particularly the time in my life where, you know, I was deploying to Afghanistan and thought I was doing the most important job in the world and on top of the world. And then, it snuck up on me and came crashing down and it was the results of a life, outside of God's will.
Yeah, exactly.
It took me being hitting rock bottom to realize that. And realize that, as you said, my way wasn't working.
Right.
We have a saying that we say at Mighty Oaks, if what you're doing isn't working, then why not try something different?
Right.
For me, I had to do something different.
Well, you know, and I hear others, and I've said it myself, being out of God's will, and I wonder about that because, maybe it wasn't necessarily God's, first ideal for you. But what was missing in the component was where is God's glory? Because you were doing great things. I mean, you're fighting for this country. 8 deployments to Afghanistan in the war on terror, providing for your family. I don't necessarily consider that as being outside of God's will. It's who was getting the glory. Was Chad getting the glory? Was God getting the glory?
That's right. I definitely have no regrets of the career and the service I've done. When I say I was outside of God's will, it certainly wasn't my profession.
Right.
It was my life, where my heart was and the path I was pursuing for self-glory and self-accolades as opposed to, doing things for truly the service of others. You know, we, a lot of military guys, we have a heart and passion, a patriotism to serve our nation. But we also have this bravado that drives us to do things, for ourselves and have personal achievement. So I think for me, not understanding, who I was, created to be and what purpose God had for me, was where I was outside of God's will in my life.
Right.
And ultimately that absence of God in my life led me to a really dark place.
Yeah, but here you are after the fact, thank God, redeemed. and you look back over those times and God even redeems that for you.
And
you realize, gosh, you did serve. And even though you may not have gone in with the understanding, that you were, serving in that sense in a godly sort of way, we still did that. And that's what I look back in times in my life, Chad, to say, well, I didn't necessarily have my head on straight, but post facto, I'm thankful to God that he opened my eyes to say, I'm thankful for what I went through. I wish it had been a little bit different. But there's no reason to say after the fact that, hey, because of God, I'm here. And I give him the glory, that I am here and that I'm better. The sum total of all these experiences, the parable of the son who was ornery and left his dad. In fact, basically just said, Dad, I hope you're all but dead. Even that experience of him hitting rock bottom, God turned around and redeemed that period of life to where the prodigal is now, a significantly changed man for the experience.
Yeah, and I think of Romans 8:28, that God will take all things for the good for those
yes.
who we're in Christ Jesus. And, you know, my past, I'm very proud of my history as a Marine in my time in Afghanistan, even my athletic, you know, life. I'm proud of those things. But while at times they were self-serving, I look at now how it's all come together, and it's created a platform that God has allowed me to use to reach others. And you know, I can't deny that those experiences really created this opportunity for me to do the work that I'm doing now and the service that we're doing now through our foundation.
Exactly. Well, as the founder
for that.
Yeah, as the founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation, the lives you're touching, you know, military people are coming back, and you're head to head. And as I was sharing with you earlier, you know, we're very committed with one of our partners, Dan Perkins, in Songs and Stories for Soldiers. With that, you know, we're targeting, you know, those soldiers who are coming back dealing with PTSD. And you've been dedicated to this as well. And to have the opportunity to speak in lives and to be able to do it at this level. Chad, you wouldn't have been able to do it if you weren't, you know, at that level, at that peer level, if you hadn't experienced what you experienced in Afghanistan or even as a MMA champion.
That's right. You know, you know, it's simply put, my story was just like these guys' story. I came home. I struggled. I fell on my face, and at that lowest point when I faced divorce from my family, mm-hmm. I struggled with taking my life just like these other 20 a day, every day that take their life. You know, I had been challenged by my wife, and my wife just asked me this question in that darkest moment. She asked me, you know, how I could be as successful as I had been in the military and in MMA. And when it came to my family, that I would quit. Wow. And, something about that moment, that question just radically impacted me. And I knew I had to do things different, but I didn't know how. Mm-hmm. And, I met this man named Steve Hill, who stepped into my life and mentored me. And he asked me that question, right? If what you're doing isn't working, why not try something different? Why not give Jesus a chance?
Exactly.
And I did. Wow. And, that year of mentorship he gave me, led me to find what I believe is the solution to PTSD and the life's hardships. And that's your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And starting Mighty Oaks has been nothing more than paying that forward to the next guy. I take what people did for me, and I'm sharing that with others.
Well, Chad, our conversation continues here, ladies and gentlemen, with Chad Robichaux. And we're going to be talking more about his new book, Unfair Advantage. Chad is a former Force Recon Marine, pro MMA champion, founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation. Stay with us. We got more from Chad after this.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with Chad Robichaud continues. Former Force Recon Marine Pro MMA champion, founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation. Chad, you were talking a moment ago about suicide. We know the number is 2023. Vets are committing suicide on a daily basis. PTSD, a big part of it. You experienced it, eight tours of duty in Afghanistan. This is something that less than 1% of American citizens will ever experience in a combat situation. And you were right there in the throes of it all, and only understandable, even for those of us that have not been there. And when you consider that 99% of America would never experience, and thank God because of people like you that serve our country, you keep the rest of us from having to go to war and experience what you did. And you had to deal with PTSD, and you're sitting there in the closet, as you wrote about in your previous book, that I Am Second. Talking about being down, for 2 weeks, thinking about you had a gun in your hand and you're lying there in the closet, sitting there in the closet, and you could have made a bad choice in 1 second. I say a bad choice, a choice that would have taken you away from your family and your wife and what God intended for you as the founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation. Within that 2 week period when you were at your all time low, for 1 second, it could have all been gone.
Yeah. At this point in my life, I didn't want to take my life because, I wanted to escape my pain. I had just had this realization, kind of this epiphany that all the pain I was causing my wife and my children. And so I felt like maybe it was almost the honorable thing to do would be to relieve them of that pain. And I hear that story so many times from guys who have either made an attempt or have contemplated very seriously taking their life. And sadly, I hear it from spouses and mothers of veterans that have taken their life, that somehow they thought they were going to make their family's situation better by leaving this world. And that's what I believe. I believe my family would be sad but I believed that I'd be better off. And so I had made this decision that I was going to, relieve my family of this pain that I was dragging them through. And I'd heard somewhere before, though, that 1 in 3 children from a parent that commit suicide would do it as well. And that thought, for some reason, kept playing in my head, and it stifled my courage to do it. And that was the time when my wife came to my apartment because we were separated. We had sold our home. We were 2 separate apartments. Mm-hmm. And just really challenged me to get back up and get back in the fight, asking me that question, how I could be successful in other things in my life. And when it came to my family, that I would quit. Mm-hmm. And, she was right. I quit all the most important things in my life, being a husband, being a father, being that young 17-year-old kid that raised his hand and said he wants to do something important with his life, quit my own health. It was, for me, it was time to get back in the fight. Yeah. And, I'm thankful that God brought someone alongside of me to teach me how to fight. Not fight exactly. The cage, not fight in Afghanistan, but how to fight to be the man that I was created to be and do the things that God had in store for me to do.
Fight the good fight, that's for sure. Unfair Advantage, your new book, tell us about that.
I do a lot of speaking at churches and civic events and things like that. And so I always get the question from a family member of a veteran or someone struggling, maybe not even a veteran, but someone struggling with life's issues. They say, I wish my brother or my son would have heard you talk today, but they would never come to a church or they would never come to an event like this. And so inevitably I say, well, let me tell you about Mighty Oaks programs. Our program's free to veterans. We pay for all the airfare, tell them all about it and give them the pitch to send their loved one there. And they say, well, they would never go to a program like that. Do you have a tool that you could give them? And so I couldn't answer that question all the time. So I really was burdened in my heart to build a tool mm-hmm. that a family member could give someone and that would lead them to making a decision to get help. Yeah. And so when I wrote An Unfair Advantage, that was my intent, to build this tool. And so I did it in a way that I just shared my stories, stories from Afghanistan, stories from life, and a few stories from MMA and trials that I faced through life, the hardships that I faced and struggles and challenges that I faced. And then I paralleled each story, each chapter with a biblical story that has encouraged and inspired me. Mm-hmm. And most of them are Old Testament, a few New Testament stories. Most of them are like warrior stories. So I'm mm-hmm. sharing a story about a time in Afghanistan with a problem that I faced and a life problem that may be parallel to it. And then I pull a lesson out from an Old Testament warrior story, like from David or Jonathan. And through that, the title, An Unfair Advantage, I kind of reveal an unfair advantage that we have when we align our lives with the lives that God has intended us to live. And it's got tons of really rich stories and of Afghanistan, of combat, of mm-hmm. biblical times, and of life. And it's been really heavily endorsed. Mm-hmm. Very blessed by that. Sergeant Major Kent, Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, 60th mm-hmm. Sergeant Major of Marine Corps, has endorsed it. Alan West endorsed it. General Boykin, General Boykin's like one of my heroes, founder of Delta Force. And mm-hmm. he wrote the foreword, amazing foreword in it, mm-hmm. and has really gotten behind it. So I'm excited. And,
well, that had to have been a thrill for you, I mean, to have, General Boykin do the foreword of your book. I mean, what a huge win and victory.
Yeah, for the last, we became friends several years back. And he's just been such a supporter of Mighty Oaks. Last year, he stepped onto our advisory board for Mighty Oaks and just really has been a really good, strong blessing to me and our efforts at Mighty Oaks. And so when I wrote this book, I reached out to him for some counsel on writing it and asked him if he would write the foreword. And I couldn't be happier with what he did, with the work he provided. Another guy who's been heavily involved in the book is David Barton.
Yes,
and David Barton he not only endorsed it, but he helped me with the copy editing of it. And if you've read David's stuff,
yes,
he's amazing. And so we just had a great team to put this together. And I believe it's not a book it's very easy to read because of storytelling. Mm-hmm. But it's not just a book that's meant to inspire people, and it's meant to challenge people. And then at the end, it has some tangible steps to move forward. It ends with, what are you going to do now, right? Did this book challenge you? Sure, I hope it did. Did it light a fire into you to do something different in your life? Well, that's my prayer for everyone that reads it. But what are you going to do now? Mm-hmm. And that question some kind of lingers at the end of motivation in books, but we get some real practical steps of how to move forward with that challenge, how to take those steps forward. So we wrote it very intentionally to challenge people, but also to lead them forward and give them a pathway to do that.
Well,
and we're releasing it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but for you, I mean, this is empirical. I mean, this is what you've gone through. I always tell people, if you want to be successful, do what successful people have done. You know, and in this particular case, you know, you're addressing a, you know, the aspect of your life where everybody gets to it. It's kind of like the old Peggy Lee song, which is, you know, before you were born. But it, you know, it sang the song, you know, the lyric of the song was, "Is that all there is?" You know, and sometimes we get to that point where we're finally spent and we think, okay, we've done everything, but is this what it's all about? And then we realize there's so much more when you appreciate the spiritual aspect of your humanity.
That's right, yeah.
Well, Unfair Advantage. Now, the title of the new book, which is available at all the usual places, right?
Yeah, so it'll be released on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Good time to release it. Yeah, great. Yeah.
And it'll be available on our websites, on Amazon, and we're trying to do a big push to get it out that day.
Good.
And we'll be
linking it on our website too, as well, at BillMartinezLive.com. Now, the Mighty Oaks Warrior Programs. You know, how did you know? Of course, this came out of your walk and your journey, and so tell us more about Mighty Oaks.
Well, like I was saying, you know, when I made the decision in my life to get things back on track, I didn't know how I was going to do that. I just knew I needed to, and I needed someone to hold me accountable to that. And my wife had been going to this church and just praying for me. She thought our marriage was over, but she said she was so angry she didn't know how to pray for me. She would just ask God, you know, God, let me see Chad the way you see Chad. Let me love him the way you love him. Let me forgive him the way you forgave him. That's what she would pray for me while we were apart. And so I knew she was at the right place. And I asked her, is there someone at this church that could help hold me accountable to this decision I made? And she introduced me to a man named Steve Toth. And Steve introduced me to an authentic relationship with Christ, and he mentored me for 1 year in biblical manhood.
Yes.
And at the end of that year, you know, I truly felt like I had found the solution to this thing. And, you know, did I still get anxiety? Did I still get angry? Of course I did, but I responded to it differently.
Yes.
And I felt like, I literally felt like I was dying of cancer, and this guy gave me the cure.
Mm.
I had to share it.
Yeah.
And so when we started Mighty Oaks, we didn't start it to start a big nonprofit foundation that it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to pay forward what he did for me.
Exactly.
And so we built a curriculum off of the mentorship that he gave me. And that was in 2011. Now, to this day, we've had 1,400 graduates. We run 30 week-long programs per year. Of those 1,400 graduates, by the way, we've had zero suicides.
Wow.
And so we've had tremendous success rate. About half of our participants come active duty, military orders from the military, and other half of the veteran community. And if any veterans listening right now, there's no cost. We pay for everything. We scholarship everyone to come. We have everyone in the 1,400 that's come. No one's paid. We pay for airfare. The guys can't get themselves there.
That's great.
So
well, we got to leave it right there. So for more information, go to mightyoaksprograms.org. Chad Robichaux has been our guest. Chad, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.